Live from KQED News, I'm Rachel Vasquez. Workers from the Asian American and Pacific Islander community are rallying in Oakland to support a state bill that would raise the minimum wage for healthcare workers. KQED's Anaisa Felialino reports.
SEIU workers are calling on lawmakers in Sacramento to pass SB 525, which would increase the minimum wage for healthcare workers to $25 an hour by the year 2025. The AAPI community makes up more than a quarter of California's healthcare workforce, but the union says they're among the lowest paid workers in the system. Mariette Shin is a representative for SEIU Local 1021.
But I think COVID was a trigger to allow the community and healthcare workers to recognize that they were not being given sufficient compensation for the work that they were putting in.
Shin says the bill could help the industry retain employees. It passed the state Senate Wednesday and now awaits a vote in the assembly. I'm Anaisa Felialino, KQED News.
San Francisco plans to open an operations hub in the Civic Center area in an effort to disrupt nearby open-air drug markets. The new Drug Market Agency Coordination Center will include the police, public health, and emergency management departments. In a statement, the Department of Emergency Management said the center's ultimate objective is to identify paths to recovery for those sick with substance use disorders. The department says the exact location of the center will not be shared for security reasons. I'm Rachel Vasquez, KQED News.